بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد famous حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مفهوم the meaning of which is that الخير كثير الخير كثير that is the opportunities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to earn reward to earn His closeness, to earn His clemency, are plenty. Every moment there is some amal, some action which we can do, which will earn us the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mislazam said, Al-khayru kathir, the avenues to earn khayr and good are plenty, but the tragedy is wa qaleelun fa'iluhu, very few of the ummah will take advantage of these opportunities. And one great opportunity which comes to us every week is this occasion of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of the weeks, the leader of the days of the week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we will accord this day its true honor, emulate or try to bring in our lives the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is attached to the day of Jumu'ah, then we find that the reward is tremendous. But unfortunately, we are noticing that gradually with the passage of time, that nowadays, at the time when the first azan is given, just a handful of people are in the masjid. By the time the second azan, last minute we find people rushing into the masjid. One chance a week we have. Before, in the olden days, even though people were not practicing maybe on other things, but we find our elders used to come early on the day of Jumu'ah, sometimes 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, come early to the masjid, and they would give this occasion of Jumu'ah its due credence. So in the light of that, one or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today is actually the last Jumu'ah of the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. And we find that in the riwayat it is mentioned about the auspiciousness of Jumu'ah, particularly in the month of Ramadan, that the marfu hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that every night of Ramadan Allah ta'ala frees 1 million people from Jahannam, people who had committed such sins that they had become worthy of Jahannam. 1 million such people Allah Ta'ala frees every night from Jahannam. But on the night of Jumu'ah, it's mentioned in the hadith, every hour Allah Ta'ala frees 1 million people from Jahannam. So this is a very, very auspicious day, and we should not waste this opportunity. But not only this Jumu'ah, but every Jumu'ah. It's an opportunity, a recurring chance Allah Ta'ala is giving us. Few ahadith with regards to the day of Jumu'ah. Abi Lubabat ibn Abdul Mundir radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna yawm al-jumu'ati sayyidul ayyam, wa adhamuha inda Allah, wa huwa adhamu inda Allah min yawm al-adha wa yawm al-fitr, wa fi khamsu khilal. خلق الله في آدم وأهبط الله في آدم إلى الأرض وفيه توفى الله آدم وفيه ساعة لا يسأل الله فيها العبد شيئا إلا أعطاه إياه ما لم يسأل حرام وفيه تقوم الساعة ما من ملك مقرب ولا سماء ولا أرض ولا رياح ولا جبال ولا بحر إلا وهن يشفقن من يوم الجمعة رواه أحمد وابن ماجه. Abu Lubaba bin Abdul Munzir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily the day of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, is the leader of the days. A'zamuha inda Allah, it is the most auspicious in the sight of Allah ta'ala. It is even more auspicious than the day of Eidul Adha or the day of Eidul Fitr. On this day of Jumu'ah, 5 momentous or great things happened. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam on the day of Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam down onto this earth on the day of Jumu'ah. The demise of Adam alayhi salam occurred on the day of Jumu'ah. And on this day of Jumu'ah, there is a certain time, sa'ah. Another hadith, it comes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made ishara, yuqalliluha. It's a very short space of time. But there is one special time on this day of Jumu'ah, that whatever dua is made, as long as it is not something that is haram and forbidden, Allah Ta'ala will definitely accept the dua. What is this time on the day of Jumu'ah? Ulama have mentioned up to 40 different opinions as to when is this time. The time for the maqbooliyat and acceptance of dua on the day of Jumu'ah. But the two most popular opinions, one is the gap between the two khutbahs. When the imam finishes the first khutbah and sits down, before he starts the second khutbah, that gap is the time for the acceptance of dua. But obviously, that dua we'll make in the heart. We'll not raise our hands and make dua, etc. And the second popular opinion amongst ulama ikram as to when the time is of maqbooliyat, that acceptance on the day of Jumu'ah, is they say the gap between Asr and Maghrib. The gap between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and be in the masjid. It's the last, like I said, the last Jumu'ah of Ramadan. And the time between Asr and Maghrib, every day is a time of maqbooliyat and acceptance. And it's a time that we should devote to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ Qiyamat will occur on the day of Jumu'ah. Qiyamat will occur on the day of Jumu'ah. Because of that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no close angel of Allah. Nor the sky, nor the earth, nor the wind, nor the mountains, nor the sea. Except that every one of these makhluk fear the day of Jumu'ah. In this sense, that they have this consciousness that فِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ that Qiyamah will occur on that day. And they don't know if it is this Jumu'ah or which Jumu'ah. Because Qiyamah is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in His knowledge. Once we understand the auspiciousness of this day, there are many, many more ahadiths, but obviously time constraints, we're not going into the details. What should one do on the day of Jumu'ah? What is masnoon? Just one or two ahadiths with regards to that. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala nuqal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من توضع فأحسن الوضوء ثم أتى الجمعة فاستمع وأنصت غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى وزيادة ثلاثة أيام ومن مس الحصى فقد لغى رواه مسلم وابو داود والترمذي وابن ماجه. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person who makes a good wudu, that is he makes wudu wherein he fulfills all the adab and etiquettes, many times we mentioned the importance of miswak, etc. Thereafter he comes for Jumu'ah, فَاسْتَمَعَ listens attentively. وَأَنْسَتْ remains silent. What will Allah Ta'ala give him? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from that Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah and another 3 days, for the next 10 days, Allah forgives all his sins. وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَسَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. But this injunction of remaining still, particularly when the khutbah is being given, this has been stressed to such an extent that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if you play with a few pebbles, or if you fiddle around whilst the khatib is delivering the khutbah, faqad laga, you have committed a great crime. So it is important. In fact, it's mentioned in hadith that if you see someone else talking and you stop that person, that also contravenes the decorum of the day of Jumu'ah. You have to be totally still and totally attentive to such an extent that some of the fuqaha have said that Zuhr Salah is 4 rakats. Jumu'ah Salah is only 2 rakats. They say the khutbah takes the place of the other 2 rakats. So like how in Salah you don't look around, in Salah you don't fiddle, etc. In Salah you have to be absolutely still. To that extent, while the khutbah is on, you have to be totally motionless, still, paying attention to whatever is being said in the khutbah. Another hadith, an Aus ibn Aus Saqafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, man ghassala yawm al-jumu'ah wa ghtasala wa bakkara wa abtakar wa masha wa lam yarkab wa dana min al-imam fastama'a wa lam yalghu kana lahu bi kulli khatwa amalu sanatin ajru siyamiha wa qiyamiha. Rawahu Ahmad wa Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasan. Aus ibn Aus Saqafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, narrates, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that person who makes ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, this is an important sunnah of the day of Jumu'ah, that particularly we should take a bath make ghusl with the intention of Jumu'ah. Other ahadith we find, apply itr. You can apply oil to your hair, etc. Very important and stress sunnah of the day of Jumu'ah, which unfortunately we see is coming out of the ummah. Bakkara wabtakar, which means come early. Come early, don't come last minute. Shouldn't be that youngsters are playing around and fiddling around the masjid during the time of Jumu'ah Salah. And only when the Salah stands up, then we come into the masjid. All these things show great disrespect and dishonor to this great opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. We know the famous hadith, if you knew the value of the first saf, you will draw lots. So why is it that we tend to stay back? You should come early, come into the masjid, fill the masjid from the first saf, so that by the time the first azan is given, the masjid should be full. We find many places still, alhamdulillah, African countries and all in the world today, we find the sunnah is still there. So we should try and come early, once a week at least, take the extra trouble. If you're working or whatever it is, come a little bit, take a little time off for the sake of Jumu'ah. So, wabakkara wabtaka, to come early. And then if you are not living far away, to walk to the masjid. Prophet said, Masha walam yarkub. He did not mount his camel or his conveyance, he walked. And then obviously he came early, so he sat close to the imam. Fastama'a. And listened attentively. We discussed this in the previous hadith. That did not fiddle around. Listened attentively. Just a few sunnats are outlined in this hadith. For example, ghusl, coming early, walking rather than riding, coming, sitting close to the imam, listening attentively, not fiddling around. Just a few sunnats. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every step that he takes in coming for Jumu'ah, every step that he takes, he will get the reward of 1 year's ibadat. As if he fasted for an entire year and he spent the entire night in tahajjud salah. For every step, that reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. So we can see what a great loss. Al-khayru kathir. Opportunities for good are tremendous. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lamented and he said, qalilun fa'iluhu. Very few of my ummat will take advantage. One or two ahadith, other ahadith with what is masnoon to be read on the day of Jumu'ah. On the one hand, importance of salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah said, a special presentation of your Jumu'ah, of your durood on the day of Jumu'ah is made to me in Madinah Munawwara. And over and above that, as the Shaykh Mawlana Zakiriya rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in his kitab, he says on the day of Jumu'ah to send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even more virtuous than tilawat of Quran. So we don't have to read a long durood. But at least 1,000 salawat we should send on the day of Jumu'ah. It's not difficult. Whenever we take, keep a tasbih in our hand, and every free time we have, we should send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to what from the Quran should be read, an Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qara surat al-kahf fi yawm al-jumu'ah. Man qara surat al-kahf, the person who will read surah kahf on the day of Jumu'ah. سَتَعَ لَهُ نُورٌ مِّن تَحْتِ قَدَمِهِ إِلَىٰ عَنَانِ السَّمَاءِ يُضِيءُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَغُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُعَتَيْنِ. Allah Ta'ala will cause a light from underneath his feet to rise up right till the heavens. And this light will light up for him on the day of judgment, if you will read Surah Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah. And Allah will forgive his sins from this Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah. And we find in other ahadith, Allah Ta'ala will protect this person from the fitna of Dajjal. So one very important sunnah for the day of Jumu'ah is the recitation of Surah Kahf. Likewise, Surah Hamim Ad-Dukhan. This 3 or 4 pages, the 25th juz of the Qur'an. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qara'a Hamim Ad-Dukhan, Laylat al-Jumu'ah, ghufira lahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who reads Hamim Ad-Dukhan on the night of Jumu'ah, that is the night preceding Jumu'ah, Allah forgives all his sins. Wa fi riwayah, man qara hamim ad-dukhan fi laylatin asbaha yastaghfiru lahu 70 alf malak. Rawahu at-Tirmidhi wal Asbahani. Another narration, it comes that a person who reads Surah Hamim ad-dukhan on the night, then when he gets up in the morning, 70,000 malaika make dua istighfar for him. And one more hadith with regards to the virtue of Surah Hamim ad-dukhan. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حديث أبي أمامة ولفظهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ حاميم الدخان في ليلة الجمعة أو يوم الجمعة بنى الله له بها بيتا في الجنة That person who reads Hamim al-Dukhan on the night preceding Jummah or on the day. If you can't make it in the night, read it in the day. And what will Allah give him? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Banallahu lahu baytan fil Jannah. Allah will build for him a home in Jannah. For reading Surah Hamim al-Dukhan. So, Surah Yasin, Hamim al-Dukhan, Surah Kahf, and these various sunnahs, to whatever extent we can, my respected brothers, we should try to implement and bring these sunnahs in our life on a regular basis. Allah give us tawfiq.